Hey, you guys, welcome back to Life Reels with Julie and Pete. We are so excited to have you back on episode 3. It's been such a wild ride. Like, the reception has been incredible. We are available on YouTube and all major podcast streams, and we are just excited to have you guys back. You know what? We are here today to talk about change, to talk about transformation, to talk about reinventing and shifting. And the topic of today's podcast is Shift Happens. Mm-hmm. And really, what has really just happened to me over the last 2-3 years is I've just decided I'm going to transform my life.
Yeah.
And it's come in very different angles, different facets. But you can never change your life by remaining the same, by doing the same things you've been doing. You can never become the person you want to become and still do the same things. Yep. There are things you'll have to start doing different. And that's why we are having this conversation today.
Yep.
Yeah.
And as usual, we are your husband and wife team, ready to talk about the real stuff of life, marriage, ministry, leadership, and everything in between.
Yes.
So we hope you've enjoyed the first two podcasts. Today will be a serious one. Cindy.
You like serious, yeah.
Today will be a serious.
Yes.
It will be packed. It will be fun. It will be insightful. So there's something I've seen, you know, in life where people tend to start their transformational journey or change when something bad happens.
Wow.
When there's a crisis, for example.
Yeah.
You know, when
there's a
when
tragedy.
The doctor comes and tells you if you don't change your eating habits, you know, something is coming.
Yeah.
And then people are forced to change or, you know, people get a heart attack and then start adjusting certain things you know, you've procrastinated or waited for something for too long, you know, and there's no incentive for you to change.
Yeah.
So today we'll talk about why the change is important before the crisis comes.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah.
Or don't even wait for the crisis.
Yeah.
Just be on this, have this philosophy of life where you just want to upgrade your life.
Wow.
Better versions of yourself.
Yeah.
You know, version 2.0, version 3.0, you know, and embracing different things in life.
For sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for me, what has really driven this journey has just been, I sat down and I saw the version of Julie I wanted to become. And I looked at my life and I was like, is she it? Is she eating what she's supposed to eat? Is she dressing the way she's supposed to dress? Is she presenting herself the way she's supposed to present? Is she confident? And I started working on those things slowly by slowly. Mm-hmm. And I can now see the fruits of that journey.
Yeah.
And a lot of people see me as a very calm, grounded person.
Yeah.
That was a journey. I used to be all over the place in terms of, I used to holler any word, any time I would shout, I'd scream. You know, I used to be just a loud person. Mm-hmm. And I was like, does the Julia want, is she like this?
Yeah.
Really, she's vocal, yes, but she's not careless with her words.
Mm.
And I began shifting that.
Mm.
But I know a lot of it starts with the mind.
Okay.
I think when you do, and I don't think it's a fact that when your mind changes, everything around you changes. Have you ever been in a position where you had to change something, mindset, and it changed your life?
Yeah, you know, that's the place where it begins.
Yeah.
And sometimes what you need to do is allow your mind to go there first.
Yeah.
And let your life catch up with where your mind has gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because sometimes you might not have everything you need to make the changes you want to make.
Yeah.
But let your mind dream how a better version of yourself looks like.
Yeah.
Let your mind embrace the possibilities. And then let everything about your life now catch up, you know, catch up with that.
Yeah.
So whatever it is, it could be a challenge you've put for yourself. It could be a goal you want to achieve. It could be a business you want to start. It begins in the mind, you know, and sometimes if the war is lost in your mind, then it becomes more difficult to achieve what you want to achieve.
Yeah.
So win the war first in your mind, win the hurdles in your mind.
Yeah.
And then once you've seen yourself in a certain way, then it's like, let me say, the universe or the world just aligns to, or you end up attracting what you've been constantly thinking about.
And it's actually scriptural.
Mm.
Yeah. And for me, it's worked. Like this quote that goes around and says, she remembered who she was and the game changed.
Mm.
And for me, it was just that switch in my head.
Yeah.
I just remembered who I was initially when God created me, who He wanted me to be, mm-hmm. regardless of all these personality things, limitation things, environment things, location things, geographical things. Mm-hmm. I just saw that and I was like, this is a Julie I want to be. And it changed. And it affects every angle of your life, mm-hmm. from your health to your, you know, your interactions with people, your parenting, your marriage, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
So yeah. I know. Yeah.
Someone said that you can defend your limitations.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can live life defending your limitations.
You can.
You know?
Yeah.
And say, I was born like this.
People, where I come from,
we are like this is what happened.
Yeah.
And I love this meme that's been going around saying that I come from a poor background, ends at 30. Mm. You know, now you're the background. Now you're the reference point.
That thing has engaged you because you've been talking about it,
it's funny.
Like 5 times this
it's
week.
So funny. So you can't always be saying where I came from, yeah, how I grew up, I didn't go to this school.
I'm the last born, I'm the fifth born.
I'm the first born, I'm supporting my family. We get it.
But,
you know,
There comes a time.
When life is demanding for more.
I always say, take control of your bus. And your bus is your life.
Yeah.
Take the steering wheel. A lot of us are being driven by other people.
Mm.
A lot of us are being steered by circumstances, environment, geographical locations, your grades.
Yeah.
Imagine you can take control of that steering wheel and steer your life to the direction you want it to go.
Yeah.
And game changer.
Yeah.
Game changer. Yeah. I know people are curious to know what are some of the practical things
mm-hmm.
we've done as far as this is concerned.
Mm.
Yeah.
So we'll get into the practical stuff, but let me talk about the second part of the quote.
Mm-hmm.
So the first part says you can defend your limitations or you can accept God's potential for your life.
Ooh, is that Steve Furtick?
Stephen Furtick.
Oh, wow, nice. Yeah,
yeah. He's done a new book called The New You, or Becoming the New You, or something like that.
We need to get it.
So you can either defend your limitations
or
you can embrace God's potential for you and adjust and accept it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think the place of accepting it is where transformation begins.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about some practical stuff for anyone who's watching.
Yes.
Yeah. And I want
or to... Or listening,
yeah. And I want to throw it back to you.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've been on this transformational journey for probably 3, 4, 5 years.
Yes.
Yeah, if I'm not wrong.
Yes.
And I've seen the evolution.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the change.
Yeah.
I've seen the mindset change. I've seen the optimism. I've seen the, despite, you know, life happening, you know, I've seen you being able to just ride.
Wow.
The waves as they come.
Yeah.
So maybe you can fill our listeners in on what is Julie going through right now. Changes happening.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I know our audience doesn't know.
Yeah.
But I know what you've been through.
Yeah.
So do you want to give like a sneak peek or preview into that?
Well, mine began sadly because of a tragedy. So 2020, we faced the worst tragedy of our lives, and I was in very deep darkness.
Mm.
And in that deep darkness, I was looking for any glimmer of light that I could get, and I got it. And it was in God's word.
Okay.
And it was just those small words that you just jump at you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't think I am living the way I'm supposed to be living. I have not been so confident. I've not been so polished, you know, in the way I talk, in the way I present myself, in the way I dress, in the stuff I buy. So practically, some of the things I did is I cleared my whole closet.
Mm.
I remained with literally one pajama, one dera, and I think one dress.
Mm.
And I said, I'll start again.
Yeah.
Now with this Julie that I want to be, this Julie that represents the life I want.
Mm-hmm.
And slowly by slowly, I started putting in the items. She's modest.
Yeah.
She's comfortable.
Yeah.
She's classy.
Yeah.
She doesn't buy because of trends.
Yeah.
She buys because it's something that will last long, something that's good quality, something that she feels good in.
Yeah.
So some of the practical things I did were that.
Mm.
Another thing is I was very insecure about my teeth.
Mm.
And I didn't know it was an issue until it became an issue.
Mm.
So I went to this dentist, Emerald Dental Clinic. Hi. Anyway, I went to them and, you know, they did this whole thing. Mm. Thank goodness I didn't need braces, but, you know, I did the whitening process. They fixed some things and that again gave me another confidence I didn't know I had. Mm. And then I cut my hair. Mm. You remember that day?
Yeah.
There's a day you came home and the funniest thing, you guys, Aki marriage sometimes is so interesting. I cut my hair like on a Thursday. I went to salon. I was going for a treatment. Mm. And then when I was seated on the table after the treatment, I was like, do you guys want to cut my hair? You know, and I cut it. It was just a spur of the moment decision, mm. but I blame it on pregnancy hormones. Mm-hmm. And I put on a wig. Mm-hmm. Came home and when I'm at home, I'm mostly maybe in a bonnet or a head wrap or mm. something like that. It took you a while to even know that I'd cut my hair. Yeah. I think
you hid it from me.
Like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
What was your reaction to it?
You know, sometimes if you had consulted me before,
you'd have said no.
I'd have said no.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's my head.
And again, it's your reinvention journey. It's not to say be rebellious.
My life, my choice.
Yeah. You know? But I think there's a time, there's a place it gets to when someone desperately wants a certain change.
Yeah.
And sometimes you feel I want to express it. I know what it is, and the way I can show that I'm getting there mm-hmm. is by making certain marginal changes.
And you know what they say about when a woman cuts her hair, her life is about to change.
Yeah.
So we watched this video together. Priscilla Shire had made a live Instagram video, but she put it on YouTube. And we were watching it and she was talking about her natural hair journey. Mm. And she just went deep into the whole spiritual aspect of hair. Mm-hmm. And I remember in that moment, I was just like, oh my God, this is the sign I needed.
Yeah.
And I made the decision and my hair has been thriving ever since. I've been taking better care of it. I am more knowledgeable of my hair type.
Yeah.
Before, initially, it was just guesswork.
Yeah.
So some of those practical things I did was that. Mm-hmm. Therapy helped a lot. Mm-hmm. I've also done, I watch a lot of videos on etiquette, on, you know, the things that we think are normal, but they're like, what is the word? Not normal, but we just do them.
Obvious.
But they are not obvious. Mm-hmm. Like, you just kind of need to be taught. Mm-hmm. When I'm really triggered, someone triggers me into anger, there's a way I know how to handle it now mm-hmm. as opposed to 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And slowly by slowly now, I'm just like, this is actually the Julie I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. And the best thing is that everyone around you sees it. Mm-hmm. Everyone around you notices it. They're like, you look different.
Yeah.
You laugh different. Something about you is different. Even our own kids, they've noticed it.
Yeah.
And it's been a journey, but slowly by slowly, I have been getting there.
Mm.
Yeah. What's the most obvious thing you've noticed? Apart from that day I colored my hair copper.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you started going through something. And it was a bit scary for me.
Oh, really?
Not in a bad way. Because
scary,
I was like, What's happening? We've not yet hit midlife.
Midlife crisis.
This is starting sooner than expected.
Anticipated.
So, of course, I noticed your change in how you respond to situations, which is a big one. Because previously, certain things will keep you down. And then you got to a place where nothing keeps you down. Nothing holds you back.
Okay, I like that.
So just showing that. And someone said this, that the way you've known you've outgrown a certain level of pain or grown over it is when it's no longer triggering you and the pain is not there anymore.
Wow.
Even if you discuss and talk about it.
Yeah.
You know,
you're above it.
You're above it.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
For as long as you still, if you hear it and you still cover yourself and, you know, it means there's some work that needs to happen.
Yeah.
So your response to life changed.
Mm.
Your response to marriage and how you're handling your marriage completely changed. How you're handling children completely changed. I saw you becoming more intentional because something happens when you make a decision to hold the steering wheel of your life. Something happens.
For sure.
You know, because you can't be a passenger in your own life throughout.
No.
Where you're just seeing your life unfolding, but you're not the one calling the shots.
I think you can be, you're only a passenger until 18. Like when now you become, you know, when you're under your parents and whatnot, they're steering the wheel for you. But now that gets to a point, literally, make your own decisions,
yeah.
own them, good
yeah.
or bad.
Yeah.
Then if they're bad, what can you do
yeah.
to change that?
Yeah.
If they're good, how can you make them better, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of life, yeah. always bettering yourself, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. always choosing to make the right decision,
mm-hmm.
you know, and yeah. yeah.
So tell us about the big decision you had to make. Because I've been seeing comments online from people asking you, oh my goodness, you've lost so much weight. What are you doing? Is it the walking? And I remember at some point we started doing 5K clicks every day. Every day.
Yeah.
And continued yeah. up until a certain point.
Yeah.
So do you want to share maybe what led to that? Because it's yeah. been a journey.
It has.
You know? And where you are right now.
Yeah.
As we share also about our space.
I'm sure people are waiting for the tea. Yeah, everyone, not everyone, but most people have been yeah. asking, hey, Julia, you've lost weight. Hey, you look different. Hey, I have. This journey began a while back. So all my life, I've been on the heavier side. Yeah. I can remember even as little as 9 years old, 10 years old, 11. I was being called for my class to be used as an example of those early bloomers. Mm. When you start having hips, you will look like, you know, in the point at me.
Yeah.
I've always just been on the heavier side. And I was okay for a while. Mm. Then after form four, in high school, I was also still very heavy. Mm. Very, very, very. I was in my 80s, 80 kgs. And after high school, I remember I lost a bunch of weight. That 1 year, I lost so much weight.
Mm.
And I didn't know what I did, but I just remember losing so much weight and feeling really good. Then I went to America.
Mm.
America, kuna kitu inaitangwa Big Mac. And there was a McDonald's inside
and
our
it's
school.
Cheap.
It's so cheap, my friend. Yeah. They used to have a sale on Tuesdays.
Mm.
You get two for the price of one. It was just $3.
Mm.
Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
I used to download that thing. So I gained a lot of weight when I was in the States, came back to Kenya, tried to lose it. It didn't go. Got married. All the happy weight came in.
Mm.
Started trying for children, had children. And you guys know how it goes from there. And then pandemic hit. I was in the middle of grief.
Yeah.
And I got pregnant again. Now that's where all hell broke loose, if I could say that.
Mm.
In my weight journey, I used to down 2 liters of Fanta in a heartbeat because I was comforting myself. So I became an emotional eater.
Yeah.
And all this started piling up. And then now I had another child. So you can imagine. So my heaviest weight when I was weighed, that I can remember weighed in a good machine, was about 120.
Mm.
But I had been heavier than that. So I believe my heaviest was 125.
Okay.
And this is someone who's like 5'3". I'm very short. Mm. So if they're measuring using the BMI, I am red alert. Dun, dun, yeah. dun, dun, dun. And we had to make some decisions because now I had high blood pressure.
Yes.
Really crazy numbers. You remember those numbers?
Yes.
I remember we used to have sleepless nights because of that.
Mm.
I had sleep apnea. Mm. My body would forget to breathe sometimes at night. And I also was diagnosed with a very bad knee. So I had a lot of pain on my right knee, onset of what they were calling arthritis, but it was because of the weight, the tension it was causing on my knees, back pain. Mm. So I had a lot of problems and we had to make a decision. And then now during that process again, they started checking my blood work and the blood work as well had a lot of red alerts.
Mm.
And I began my walks. So I began seriously my journey in 2023, June. I stopped breastfeeding my son and I began this process. So I started seeing a nutritionist, changed a few things, didn't lose so much. Then around November, I started the 5 kilometer walks and that's when I started seeing a difference.
Yes.
But now this walk's also irritating my knees.
Yes.
And it became a whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So eventually I had to go the surgery route and I had what they call bariatric surgery.
Mm.
And I will be sharing more about this journey because it's been a wonderful journey.
Yeah.
Scary, very scary because it was one of those things I didn't see it happening, but we had to.
Yeah.
And when you're watching this video, listening to this podcast, I'm 3 months in and I've lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And the journey is still long.
Yeah.
Still ahead of me.
Yeah.
And I'll be sharing more on that. So stay tuned. It's been a very interesting journey.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you for your support. Mm. I know initially you were like, no, you're not doing this. It seemed scary.
And you see, part of the transformation and the reinvention also for me is to level up my approach to life.
Mm.
Because, you know, there's a part of me that can be a bit traditional.
Eh.
Yeah.
We all know that, guys. You know?
Yeah, it can be a bit traditional. And so why change it if it's not broken?
Mm.
All right. Why go for something if you have three other things and you want a fourth new thing and a fifth new thing?
Yeah.
So part of my transformation and shift, major shift, was to let go of traditional thought patterns or just way of looking at life, worldview, and to embrace a different way of looking at it.
Yeah.
So I remember the first time when you mentioned to me about surgery, I was like, what?
Never. You are very... It's not going to happen.
So my immediate question was, have we exhausted all options?
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Which is usually my predisposition to life.
For sure.
So I'm like, can we go to the gym first?
Yeah.
Swim?
Yeah.
Swing on the monkey bars first?
Can we hike?
Can we
do everything?
Can we ride bicycles? Can we do the natural things before we... Before we go for this option.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized it was a... It was a way of thinking for me.
Yeah.
And I had to, as you go through your change, I've also been going through my change of just looking at possibilities and seeing, okay, it's possible, it can be done, you know.
Yeah.
There are things that, you know, you don't need to wait. And you know me, babe, you know, before I change something, you know this about me.
Yeah.
It has gone to its extreme.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're literally in hospital.
I'm in hospital, I can't breathe.
Yeah.
That's the time I'm like, okay, I
accept.
Okay,
now we can change.
I accept, now I can change my life.
And
you
now
know?
For me is
any instance, any hint of an anomaly, you're like,
what can we do now?
You know?
Yeah.
So I've also had to change in my response to life, being alert, being sensitive to things, and seeing you take that journey. Of course, initially I was like, why? Why? To now saying, thank you. You know, I'm grateful.
Yeah.
That you did it.
Yeah.
And we had to take that step and do it. Yeah. And we'll be sharing a lot more.
Oh, gosh.
Because a lot of people
so
want to know
where, how, when.
You know, what happened.
Yeah.
And if you want us to get into the details, we'll get into the details at some point. But today's podcast was just to give a teaser.
Yes.
And to say something significant has shifted in Julie and Pete's life.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a before.
And an after.
And an after.
Yeah.
And we feel like we've hit 10 years in our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So as we celebrate 10 years, we're looking back at the things we've been able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're also preparing ourselves for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
And that calls for major shifts right now.
Yeah.
Major decisions right now.
Yes.
Major life improvements right now.
Mm.
Of course, to the extent in which you're able to do it.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Then remember, we have 4 boys.
Yeah.
Active.
Three boys.
I'm sorry.
Am I counting yourself?
Three boys. I say 4 boys. 3 boys. Yeah. We have 3 boys.
Yeah.
Active.
Yeah. I'm gonna plan a kongezo mwingine.
You know? Maybe kuna mwingine pahali. Well, hakuna. Yeah. So, active.
Mm.
And the last thing we want with active children is for them to constantly meet us.
Yeah.
And we're tired. And we are,
yeah.
we are complaining. We've resigned in life.
Mm.
There's no excitement.
Yeah.
You know? So we also want the next 10 years of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the next 10 years we have with them before they move to other things, to be very intentional.
I absolutely agree. And for me, those are some of the tough decisions I had to make. Because even internally, I was struggling with the whole idea. Why are you doing this, Julie? You know, and it was such... it felt selfish. And you know, I am the most, if I can call myself, unselfish person. Like, I put my kids before, I put my husband, like everyone, my parents, my siblings. But for the first time in my life, I put myself first.
Mm.
And I'm happy I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very happy on this side.
I'm glad. I'm glad you made that move, because we've also learned and seen from many cases and many people we've interacted with, people get to this point when things are bad.
After a tragedy.
After a tragedy.
Guys, you do not have to wait for a tragedy to change your life.
Yeah.
You do not have to wait for a tragedy to change the trajectory of your marriage,
yeah,
or your parenting.
Yeah.
I've seen people who've become better parents because of a loss, yeah, or because of a diagnosis.
Yeah.
And people who've decided to change their marriage because, or just, you know, people who've decided now to, for example, what? Go to the gym and do things like that because there was an infidelity case.
Or separation.
Or a separation.
People separate and then that's the time they feel,
Mutajo.
I think I was,
you know,
I was in prison.
You see?
Which is a wrong mindset.
Yeah.
And then people feel like happens. I'm now liberated to take care of me, do me,
yeah,
focus on me.
Yeah.
And we're here to say you can focus on you.
And still, yeah.
And still have each other.
Yeah, it's a very, it calls for a lot of communication.
Yeah.
And a lot of put yourself in my shoes.
Yeah.
And for your partner also to do the same. And for you guys to just form that gel, yeah, and to work together as a team.
Yeah.
But I'm here to tell you, do not wait for a tragedy to change your lives.
Yeah.
You can take control of your steering wheel as early as now, in whatever area, even your career, even your business. Yeah. You know, and I've seen this change. Even people whose family relationships are really bad, there are guys, yeah, who just decided, you know what, let me take control of this and, yeah, let's see what you can do, what steps you can take,
yeah,
to do this. And, yeah, you'll not regret it at all.
Yeah. Yeah. And are there things that usually happen? So maybe take us through, because when we say shift happens, you know, it's like a car. You know, and when you're driving this manual car, which, yeah, sometimes we don't normally do it a lot.
I hate driving manual cars.
Yeah, you don't.
I don't like it
so
at all.
So there's a place where we get to.
Yeah.
If you're on gear one for too long, the car tells you.
Yeah, yeah.
You better change. You better shift.
Shift that gear.
Shift that gear. Ooh. Because if you don't.
That's a sermon, Pastor Pete.
Then Sunday. Sunday,
shift that
Sunday,
gear.
Shift that gear. Because if you don't, then the car will just be at a certain speed.
Yeah.
And revving at a certain whatever. And not be able to move to the next.
Yeah.
You know,
level
of,
yeah,
speed,
yeah,
until you engage the gear and shift.
Yes.
And so sometimes in life, if you just paused and listened into your life, you'll tell areas in your life where you need to shift the gear.
Wow.
Yeah, you can tell.
And do you think these are duration? What's the word I want to say? Do you think it's these are time for it? If you delay,
yeah,
the car could stop.
It could stall.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you delay,
yeah,
it could stall.
Yeah.
If you delay, you probably move slowly, yes, on the road. Everyone's, yeah, hooting at you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you delay, then, yeah, you could be, you know, damaging the car at some point. So it's possible that you're probably damaging a certain element of your life by refusing to shift.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And some of these damages that we do, some of them are irreversible.
Yeah.
You do it and you have to live with it for the rest of your life.
You have to live with it for the rest of your life. So,
wow,
shift is necessary. Change is necessary. Transformation is necessary. And what we are pushing for right now, we have different schools of thought. We're pushing for, there's improvement. There's a place for improvement.
Mm.
Improvement is, I'm adding a little to the version. Transformation, it's changing form.
It's like a 360.
It's complete. You're like a new person.
Oh, it's even like matter, like water to solid.
Water to solid or liquid gas. Liquid to gas.
Yeah.
All right. So a time has to come in life where you decide, I'm shifting gears.
Yes.
Because if I don't shift, there are opportunities that will not meet the older version of you.
Wow.
There are places,
yeah,
that will not respond to the former version of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who will not call the former version of you. There are brands that will not work with the former version of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so everything is waiting for the shift.
Yeah. Mm. And I feel like it's an open heaven, if I may call it.
Yeah.
It's available to anyone who wants it.
Mm-hmm.
So grab the opportunity, guys. If you've honestly felt like things have not been going the way you'd want, it's really up for grabs and for you to just take control and charge over your life. And, I wish I could just explain to people how transformative it's been.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes even the things around you don't change.
Yeah.
They take a while to change. Mm. But because the inner work has been done, it starts showing outside. And sooner or later, even the environment changes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because just of the power that comes from that, you knew, you just remembered who you were.
Yeah.
And the game changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. She remembered who she was.
And the game changed.
And the game changed.
Yeah. You no longer walk with your head down. Mm. Your head is up.
Mm.
You have a pep in your walk, you know, you have a smile on your face, you're pleasant.
Mm.
You remember when you chose to be pleasant and nice?
Mm.
Yeah.
And life does not slow down to wait for you.
Yeah.
Because
the
more you progress in life, the more demands, responsibilities.
Mm.
It's just the natural order of things.
Mm.
As you grow older, there's a bit more demand on you in terms of availability, wisdom, responsibility. Somehow you're receiving more calls now than before.
Yeah.
You're receiving more requests for help than before.
Mm-hmm.
We're receiving more opportunities to do things than before.
Mm-hmm.
So it means 5 years from now, what we have right now will probably have quadrupled.
Amen.
In terms of demand.
For sure.
And so, even 5 years from now, 5 years from now can't meet this version of us.
No, we have to shift the gear.
Yes. And sometimes you have to shift it, even if it's painful.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes becoming a better version of yourself means you lose some parts of yourself.
And that's painful.
Yeah.
That's very painful.
If you're sharpening a knife, the knife loses itself to become sharp.
Yeah.
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 So you have to lose certain things about yourself for you to become quite sharp.
And unlearning behaviors and patterns. And used to say this to me, I would get angry. Now you say it to me and there's a way I'll handle it.
Correct.
And you're like, who is this woman?
Yeah.
But that takes a lot of, okay, this is not going to put me down.
Yeah.
I'll distract myself with this.
Yeah.
I'll try to do this. Yeah. And sooner or later, it no longer becomes an issue.
Yeah.
Some of the biggest changes that have happened to me in this season of my life is my eating habits, my social, interactions, my sleeping patterns.
Mm-hmm.
I am hydrating more.
Yeah.
I am, I'm doing walks. I am avoiding places that could make me fall into bad patterns.
Yeah.
So that it comes with a lot of letting go.
Yeah.
Letting go.
Yeah.
What are some of the things you've had to let go maybe?
For me, I've had to let go of, I think the biggest thing for me has been just not caring, but not giving attention to opinions, people's opinions, giving too much attention to them. I've had to let go of that.
Wow.
Because, you know, there are places you get to in life.
Yeah.
You're the one who knows the pain you're going through. There are places you get to in life.
Yeah.
You're the one who knows
where the shoe pinches.
Other people might have options in this life.
Yeah.
They have a bailout strategy.
Yes.
You, your bailout strategy and everyone else's bailout strategy.
Whoa.
So if you don't shape up, if you don't transform, reinvent yourself, reinvention.
Yes.
If you don't do it for yourself, then there's no one, you're not waiting for anyone else to do it for you.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sometimes I feel people are at different spaces. Me, I'm not doing it because so-and-so will do it for me.
Yeah.
And then there's a place you get to.
Yes.
If you don't knock the door.
Ooh.
If you don't go for the opportunity,
no one is presenting it to you. But don't you think that's adulting? But yeah, you say, like you said, there are people who have options.
People who have options. There's someone today who can decide, I'm not going to work for a whole month.
And they'll be okay.
They'll be sorted.
Hey, but majority of us.
The grind.
You've got to do it.
You have to do it.
You've got to do it.
You have to build what you need to build.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah.
Focus. Do the work. Get the work. Get the job going. And instill in yourself. And I'll say this, even if you have everything sorted, still instill in yourself the discipline and the drive that comes with transitions and changes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof, I love listening to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. I love this version of you.
Oh, thank you.
I love it.
Yeah?
I love it, yeah.
Could you maybe explain to people what are those changes? Like, this version.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What is the difference you've seen?
It's a complete shift.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Not like a girl you met in many years ago?
No. No. And I feel anytime you step out and do something that was so big and so humongous, the satisfaction that comes after you've conquered is close to none.
Wow.
You know, and so for you, I've seen you're able to do a lot more new things because this felt like was a difficult change for you and for us.
It was the biggest, I want to say one of the biggest decisions of our lives.
Yeah.
It almost felt like, do you know when you're choosing maybe someone to settle down in life with, it felt that big. It felt big, like when you're like, do you start trying for children? It felt like such a big of a decision.
Yeah.
And like, if I can give an example of something that had happened to someone I know and love, is she was even a few kgs less than me, but she suffered a heart attack in her house in front of her children.
Mm.
But the good thing is she was able to be saved.
Yeah.
And we just talked about that and I was like, babe, do you want to wait for this?
Mm-hmm.
And it's that big of a decision where you just call yourself as an adult to a meeting, like we say it here in Kenya, unajita mkutano. And you're like, chances are this is where I'm heading. All the blood work, all the everything.
Pointing to this,
everything is pointing this direction.
Yeah.
But you still want to do things the same way and expect different results.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
So sometimes you'll just have to choose a different route if you want different results.
Yeah.
You really have to. Mm. And perhaps if you're feeling like you've been in an area of your life where you've been just stuck or things are just the same, they've always been the same, how about calling yourself for that meeting and make those hard decisions?
Yeah.
These things will cost you.
So maybe you can talk about, remember one time we went out for a date.
Yes.
Sat down, took out a piece of paper, and then had two columns, two sides.
Oh, yeah.
First side and second side. And first side, we said,
oh, that was powerful.
If we don't change anything.
Oh my God, that is so powerful,
If we don't change anything, let us write everything that will happen.
Yeah.
And on the other side, we said, if we made a step to transform and change, what will open up to us? And on this other side of not changing, we wrote debt, we wrote stress, depression, all because if you don't move, life is moving.
Life is moving and it's not waiting for everyone. And demands are getting harder and inflation and all these things, economy.
Yeah,
yeah. It was in 2019.
2019.
Yeah. I remember we went to a restaurant and we wrote two columns. I think someone had inspired us to do that.
Yeah.
Teresa Velfoy, if I'm not wrong. And she told us, 2029, 10 years from now, what life do you want?
Yeah.
And on one column, we said, if we change our habits, our spending habits, our eating habits, our interaction habits, this is the life we want.
Yeah.
So anything, and she went right down to the details. You want a 5-bedroomed house. How does that house look like? Where is it? So we went down to those details. We wrote everything down. The type of car, the type of businesses we'll be doing. So in 2029, this is a few more years now to come. And we wrote it down. I remember we wrote. If nothing changes, we still remain the way we are, the same status quo, the same excuses, because excuses is a lot in this conversation.
Yes.
what would happen?
Yes.
And we talked about we'd be having serious lifestyle diseases. Mm.
Yeah.
We will be in serious debt.
Mm-hmm.
We will be almost waiting for people to bail us out.
Mm-hmm.
We will be in really deep, deep, deep trouble if we didn't change.
Mm.
And these are some of the reality checks you need to do.
And we also wrote that our marriage will also be suffering if we don't change.
120%, yes.
So the stakes are high. If you don't shift stuff,
then
the stakes are very high.
Yeah.
And sometimes all you need to do is just write it down.
Yeah.
And maybe we invite you to just put these things down.
Do it.
You know, just for your own life, if you're not married, if you're in a job somewhere,
mm-hmm.
how much more of that job can you take currently?
Yeah.
Just write it down.
Yeah.
You know, job satisfaction, all those things.
Mm-hmm. If mental
nothing
health
changes in the next 5 years, you don't make a move, you don't apply elsewhere, you don't go for that management trainee program, you just decide to remain the same.
Yeah.
In 3 years, what will happen?
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side, what if you allowed yourself to transform?
Yeah.
What will happen?
Wow. And it's just 2024. So this, we are supposed to check in with that book that we wrote on 2029.
Yeah.
But I can gladly say, you guys, we are at like 80% of those dreams actualizing. And to be honest, some of those have happened this year.
Yeah.
We are just in, what month are we? May. Yeah. Because we've had to make really tough decisions, really adult decisions, and think, does this decision, Amma, does this move serve what you want to become? No. What can we do to achieve this? And when you do this and then you mix it with prayer, it's life-changing because God will start giving you direction, strategy, do this, talk to this one, go here, move to this geographical location, do this. It works, and it works wonders. Thank you for reminding me that.
Mm.
Yeah, that one was very powerful.
Because the changes we're experiencing now came because of a very tough conversation we had.
Mm.
Yeah, and there's a book called Atomic Habits that I read.
Yeah.
And the guy said that doing less than what you hoped for is always better than doing nothing at all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe you wanted to do 10 kilometers every day.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's your goal. Fantastic goal.
Yeah, it's nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you did 2 kilometers, it's better than doing nothing.
Sindhio.
Yeah.
But most of us will resort to...
We'll be like, man, 10 kilometers
is such
an ambitious goal, man. I can't do it. So, doing less than what you hoped for is always better than doing nothing at all.
Yeah.
So when it comes to shifts, make those shifts if you need to.
Yeah.
You know, don't leave it blank.
Mm.
You know, go for that course. Register, even if you don't have
the
fees,
money,
you know,
yeah,
get to the point of bank transfer and say, "Enyewe, I arrived, I saw, I've done every due diligence that needed to be done.
Yeah,
this is where we're at.
Yes,
this is how it looks, you know, and move on from there. Start the business, marry the girl, you know, get the children, transform, go back to school if you need to, go back to your dreams. Take hold of the steering wheel of your life, you know, so that we're not caught up in this loop of complaint, loop of excuses, and loop of saying it can't be done.
It can't. Yeah.
And then do things align every time you want to change?
Oh, gosh, no.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. I think what has worked for us is we only just take the first step and then suddenly the next step becomes clearer. The next step becomes clearer.
Yeah.
Even us starting this podcast, babe.
Yeah.
Yeah. It felt like an extremely good idea. And then now when you come to the planning and the everything of it, there are costs involved. There's a whole production team involved. There's distribution involved.
Yeah.
There's content. What are we sharing?
Yeah.
There's a whole outfit thing, you know. And you just like, we'll just start. We'll just start and... slowly, everything just starts unfolding. And we've talked about this. Now, most conversations always see us talking about this. Just take the first step.
Mm.
And suddenly, things just start to open up.
The power of the first step.
The power of the first step.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just take it.
Just take it.
Take it. It opens up. It opens up the next step. And someone said that in life, as you wait for the big door, open the first door that's available to you.
Wow.
That leads you to the second door.
Yeah.
Open it. That leads you to the third door.
For sure.
That leads you to the fourth one.
Yeah.
Maybe your big door is a fifth one.
Mm-hmm.
But don't wait for this humongous, glorious door.
Yeah.
And that's the one you're waiting for.
Yeah.
One door leads to another door. That leads to another door. You know?
Gosh, that's powerful.
And we can successively take those steps.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're still in the middle.
Yeah.
Smack in the middle of taking first steps.
Yeah.
In a lot of areas of our lives.
Mm.
So someone is jobless. They've been jobless maybe 5 years. And they are just completely hopeless. And they are like, nobody wants to hire me. Nobody. Yeah. I'm not desirable to anyone.
Yeah.
What is that? What would you tell them?
Just get back in the game again. All right.
What does that look like?
What that looks like is, what were you doing before?
Okay.
Can you shift the strategy? Remember, shift needs to happen. Okay. Anytime you, again, this is research based, 80% of jobs are not advertised.
Mm.
They're referrals.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay. It's, so if you're just applying, you know, generally,
20% chance.
Maybe you need to go to your phone book and say, I met so-and-so somewhere. I didn't reach out to them. Call them and find out about their business.
So networks.
You know, networks.
Mm.
Okay. How do you leverage your social capital?
That thing is so powerful, babe.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel even your social capital is more important. Not more important, but it can carry more weight sometimes than
it does.
Money.
Sometimes all you need is a recommendation from someone.
Woo.
And you get what you want.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So if you've been sending applications on LinkedIn throughout, maybe try call someone that you met somewhere in a networking event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go make the calls.
Yeah.
Leverage your social capital.
Mm.
I'm sure you can't miss one or two or three people on your phone book.
Mm.
Even if it's someone who you can sit down and ask them, how can I get to where I want to get to?
Yeah. Even advice.
I've seen you.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the things you've been able to do. How do I build what I need to build? Because I've seen it's working for you. Those are some of the shifts that someone can do.
And you see, this is again what we are talking about, of not doing the same thing and expecting different results.
Yeah.
Now shift a little and see, what if I try this strategy?
Yeah.
What if I try get a new skill?
Yeah.
Yeah. What if I try learn make yogurt and start selling to my people as I network, as I, you know, hope for opportunities? How do I better myself?
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel a lot of people have become very comfortable in pity parties.
Mm.
And I am allergic to pity parties. Mm. I have had more than 20 scenarios in my life that would have wanted me to have a pity party for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
But I always choose not to enter that door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So you can choose to not sit in that table of pity parties and say, no, I have control over my life.
Mm.
I will do what it takes. Mm. I will sell even tropicals. You know, those guys make good profit.
Mm.
I'll sell eggs as I network, as I meet people, I'll cater for this office and see what, you know, you never know what conversation I could have with someone.
Mm.
I could start, you know, offering PA services to someone on online or sell thrift on online, just something.
Mm.
But just don't sit in a pity party. And I know sometimes things can get really thick.
Mm.
Like I've told you a million times, I've been there.
Mm.
But don't sit in that table.
Yeah.
Do not refuse to sit in that table of pity party.
Yeah. The answer is always no if you don't ask.
Yeah.
The answer is always no.
Yeah.
But when you ask, there's a 50% chance
you will get a yes. And that yes can change your life.
That yes can change your life.
That yes can just be so transformational.
Yeah. So we encourage people to move towards the direction of your dreams. Move towards the direction of your goals.
Yeah.
You know? And because change is necessary, let me say this, because we also are people of you know, Christians and all.
Yeah.
Sarah changed from Sarai to Sarah. There was an identity shift.
Mm.
Abraham from
your name.
Abram to Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm. Jacob from Jacob
Israel.
To Israel.
Yeah.
All right. Peter from previously Simon to Peter.
Yeah.
So there's no point in our lives when we will always be the same version throughout.
Mm.
And sometimes I believe, and as we come to a conclusion, that it's better to walk, it's better to limp in obedience than to walk straight in disobedience. Mm.
Mm? Yes.
It was better for Jacob to limp.
Yeah. Yeah.
His hip was touched.
Yeah.
Limp in obedience than walk straight in disobedience.
And a lot of us walking.
So you'd rather limp because of the shifts you're making.
Yeah.
But you're moving towards obedience.
Yeah.
Than walk straight and nothing is counting for anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. That's powerful.
Yeah.
Very.
So something has to give.
Yeah.
You have to feel some pain of change. You have to limp somewhere. Mm-hmm. You have to feel a bit of risk. Shame, risk, yeah. Money, risk. Yeah.
Reputation, like, risk. What are you doing?
Go out there. What will they think?
Yeah.
Limp. Limp. But you're moving towards a direction of your goals.
And limp is what I'm saying. Like those sell eggs. Like it's that's limping. If you know you're in that situation. Mm. Wow. So another example, if you have a few minutes. Mm. So someone has been trying to get maybe into marriage for a while.
Yeah.
But it's dry. Mm-hmm. Soko imekauka.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What would you advise them? This shifting gears, what does it look like?
So there are things that are within your control if you're in that space.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then there are things that are not within your control.
Yeah.
So check and see if you've done everything that needs to be done in the lens of what's within your control.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, try something different.
Yeah.
All right. Try a different conversation. Try a different place.
Mm-hmm.
Try a different event, you know. Mm. Try a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Because I know sometimes for some people it becomes quite difficult.
Mm.
And they've tried it. Maybe they've not. It's not worked out before. But remember, the whole ethos of our conversation today is bump yourself up towards the life of your dreams.
And I like that you said yourself. So it's a self work.
Yeah.
So sometimes you might be wanting this partner, but what work have you done with yourself?
Yeah.
And I always tell people whenever they come to me and I'm, oh, Julie, this season has been so long. And I honestly know it can be very difficult, but I always tell, what are you doing in the meantime? How have you bettered yourself? Have you become that ideal partner as well, you know?
Yeah.
So always do the inner work. Always do the self work.
Yeah.
How is your attitude? Is it in check, you know?
Yeah.
How is your skills around the home, around, you know, having a partner, you know? Work on those things.
Yeah.
And then before, sooner or later, because you're busy, you won't feel the emptiness.
Mm.
Form a group of friends who have the same desires as you.
Yeah.
Before you know it, Musenda huyo.
Amefika.
Amefika.
Yeah. We are hoping pia amekuwa akifanya
improvement. Yeah, because they're listening. I hope. Yeah, you're also doing the inner work.
Correct.
I always say people go for therapy before you start dating.
Yeah.
And when you start dating, go for therapy.
Yeah.
And when you're in marriage, go always.
Drink water.
Mm-hmm.
Before.
Ah, we love that. I think that was one of the things that made us make this decision.
Drink water before you're thirsty.
Yes.
Exercise before you're forced to.
Yes. Rest.
Rest before you're tired. Because anytime you're always at the edge and the verge of it, then sometimes it's a bit late.
And then sometimes you'll compromise. You'll settle for whatever. So if you're thirsty, whatever water you'll be given, you'll drink.
Yeah.
But if you drink before you're thirsty, you've prepared, you've hydrated, you'll take quality.
Mm.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Parting I love
shot.
It.
You have a parting shot for today? So we hope you've received or learned something today from our conversation. Remember, we're talking about life, the real stuff of life. And today we were just anchoring around a conversation about shifting and changing and transformation, which is a life skill. It's something we must learn and become. And my parting shot is don't give up, don't tap out. Successful people continue where others are tapping out. So just move on, keep moving, keep doing it, and continually put a vote towards the kind of person you want to become.
Ooh.
All right.
Mm.
It's like wanting a certain person as a president, and we are not voting for them.
It happened, Naji.
It happened.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
So you want this you.
Yes.
But you're not putting a vote towards that you.
Yeah.
Then it won't happen. It's actually not magic. Yeah. We're not magicians.
Yeah. And maybe my parting shot will be, you can reinvent yourself as many times as you want. And also, let this be the last year that you choose to remain in this unsatisfied season of your life. Choose life. Always choose life. Always choose life. Always choose life. That's my parting shot. So till next time on Life Reels with Peter and Julie. We'll see you next week.
See ya.